There's detailing for a truck tape here. What are you checking for? Yeah, I heard somebody ask for a check, but I had my digital monitor on, so I didn't know which talk group it was on. So I tried both of them.
What's good today, Phil? WADD.
Yeah, hold on. I had my volume down a little too low. What was that?
I said, you sound good to me. WADD.
No, it wasn't me. It was somebody else needed a check. So, anyways, what are you up to?
Heading towards Pawpaw for a funeral. Who else was in there? We apologize.
All right, yeah, you told me about the funeral, so. All right. Which system are you going through?
Mount Clemens. About 26 mile of 984, finally heading southwest.
So you're just leaving. All right. Well, kind of heading your way right now. Probably cross paths.
Something went wrong there, buddy.
I was just in a bad spot, I think. And happy now. All right, let's try this. I'm on Mount Clemens now. Do you copy?
Yeah, you need that. Be right back. Okay, I'm back. I did punch in GPS. I wasn't sure which way 696 was open.
Yeah, that's open for going out of town, not going back.
You know, GPS is telling me to avoid it. It's telling me to take 96 or 94.
Yeah, it does get pretty congested, so that's probably a good idea. Using Waze?
No, but I guess that's the new thing. Or that's where everybody's migrating back to. I'm still using Google.
Yeah, I still like Waze better. Almost every time I've go against it, I was sorry. So, he just knows. The only thing you got to watch out for with Waze is that, you know, it will take you 10 miles out of the way to save 1 minute.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're all pretty good. I just use Google because it's convenient. It's what always pops up the most in the phone. So that's why I use it. But I think my work partner uses Waze. I think Miriam likes Waze as well.
Well, the advantage of Waze is that it's, interactive. People are giving updates. Like this is the one fault of it, though. There are people who give updates of a moving police car, which is ridiculous, you know. So, and as you keep driving, you keep getting police ahead, police ahead, police ahead. And, of course, by the time you're there, they're gone. He said, people should not do that.
Yeah, well, I drive like your grandma, so I don't have to worry about the police ahead.
Well, just because you're obeying the speed limit doesn't mean you won't get pulled over. I've seen that happen. It's going to happen where somebody was passing somebody, somebody got hit with a radar, and there was a car going on one side that's going faster, and they got tagged.
Oh, that's not good. For some reason, your volume is all over the place, and I don't know if it's mine or yours.
I don't know. What's it doing? When it's changing volume level or whatever? I'm at the lowest level I can set on this radio.
Yeah, it could be mine. It's like one minute you're really loud and I have to turn it down, the next minute you're really soft and I have to turn it up.
Okay, well, I don't know if anybody else is listening that can give a comparison. Let's see who it is, but anybody else out there?
Let's drop down to 5-1. Probably have more friends over there. Yeah, there it started off quite. It got loud, loud, loud. Let's drop to 5-1. There'll be more viewers there.
All right, I'll switch over there. Try it over there. Kate, here.
WV.